You mentioned that one of the things that you do, and a lot of people don't know this about you, is Jane is a very, very talented artist. Does marvelous work, and I love that people will buy her pieces sometime, and then they find out, oh, it's that Jane Seymour. They don't realize
yeah.
it. But you're in town at an art exhibit?
Art Expo is right now and at the Javits Center, and this is when all the dealers come the first 2 days and decide if they want to book you for shows, and they buy the art. And I've been doing about 6 to 8 shows a year. I've been booked next year to go around New Zealand and Australia and do something like 9 shows. I'm selling all over the world, and then the public get to come on Saturday and Sunday and see it. But
when did you start painting?
I painted most of my life. I've always loved doing it, and but I became a ballerina, so I did other things. I made clothes.
Jane, I can't do this anymore. Were you president at some point?
No,
I remember I voted for you.
No, and I don't bungee jump, and I'm a really lousy golfer.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not
I know.
Yet.
Watch out, Carrie.
I don't bake cakes, okay?
Okay. All right. There we go.
There's one thing,
I kill
yeah.
cakes. So anyway, I paint and I design. That's just my favorite thing to do. And the last 14 years, I've been really painting seriously. But it really came about when I went through a really bad period. I was very devastated, and I started painting, doing finger paintings with my kids. And the next thing I knew, I gave my last pennies to a charity for abused children. And this artist came up to me and said, because I'd commissioned a little drawing. And he said, oh, you know, these are your little finger paintings? I said, yes. And he said, well, would you like me to teach you how to paint? And I said, I have no money. And he said, yeah. I'll just do it. And so the next thing
wonderful.
I knew, I started painting, and I haven't been able to stop. And it's my spiritual release. You know, some people do yoga, or they meditate, or you know, they do all kinds of different things. For me, this is my spiritual
What's
release.
What's marvelous is, and we have two right here that you can take a look at. What's
yeah.
marvelous is it's a release for you, but it's also wonderful art.
Yeah.
You're doing very
And
well.
I also get to raise a lot of money for charity with it, which is cool.
Oh,
Let
right.
me just say yeah. quickly, too. So for women out there that are going through a very anxiety-ridden, stressful time, instead of going to the Haagen-Dazs, try
yes.
the finger painting thing. I
no,
think this is an excellent way.
It is, but no, but actually art is a really good thing. Enroll in an art class, because first of all, you're now with a bunch of other people. A lot of them don't know what they're doing. You know, you get started. And there's no right or wrong in art. I mean, exploring color, exploring form. I mean, even if you're just doing a Jackson Pollock kind of thing,
just
throwing the paint
at and see what sticks. Well, we're going to take
yes.
a break, but you're going to stay around with
yes,
us.
Yes, I
we're
are.
We're delighted you are. That's because recently Jane, among her other endeavors, has incorporated her artistic talents into a whole new line of homewares. And when we come back, Jane's going to show us how we can create some romantic bedroom looks inspired by her own home in Malibu. That will be your turn. Stay with us.
Later in the show, are you hazardous to your own health? Find out how your daily routines may be putting you at risk. And when we come back, Jane Seymour brings us her fabulous new homeware collection.
Family split their time between two different, very different homes. Part of the year they live in a formal 14th century Tudor mansion in Bath, England, and part of the year they live in a more relaxed home in Malibu. These two homes have inspired the new Jane Seymour collection, and Jane has brought some of that collection with her today, and they are gorgeous. So your houses, they must be completely different, Malibu and Bath.
Well, the one in Bath, England, actually dates back even further than the 14th century. It dates back to 950, which makes part of the house 4 times older than America. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
And it has its own church built in 1260. It has a tithe barn and 2 beautiful cottages as well. So it's almost like an estate, really. And the house is amazing because it dates back so far, but each of the rooms, almost every room, has a different time period to it. So it has everything from Elizabethan to Victorian, Edwardian, and I guess the most recent addition to the house was 1913.
And so I assume that your home collection is inspired by these two
homes. There are 2 home collections at the moment. One is called St. Catherine's Court Collection.
That must be the
that's
English.
That's the one, the English one.
Yes.
And we have a number of different beds with that. We have sort of a red and gold, very rich ones. We have a kind of blue and white, you know, very, very fresh Somerset Gardens. And
right.
Anyone wants to see them, you can look at JaneSeymour.com. They're all there.
Now, don't tell me you renovated these homes by yourself. I was like, I can't take any more.
I don't hammer a nail and all that stuff.
But I
come in and sort of try and see what I can do with color. I'm a colorist.
You're an artist.
I see color. I love color, and I love putting colors together. I love fabrics, and I love antiques, and I love going, you know, to thrift stores and finding all kinds of neat things and putting it together. And so this is really like a natural extension of what I've been doing all my life, except now I've been able to do this, you know, for the general public.